Yes.
It is very difficult to explain to people about astral shells, which contain astral memories.
Oh, she has to speak.
But she has a great knowledge of this. Indeed, she was one of my great helpers when I first
I know.
And
I've read.
She gave me instruction and guidance, and she used to get very impatient with me.
Impatient with you, was she?
Oh, she looked upon me as a child, which, of course, in a way, I was.
Yes.
Perhaps it was that it was not that I was not eager to learn, but I think it took me quite a while to shake off my old self of the earth.
Yes.
There was so much mind, there were so many thoughts, so many thousands of people's thoughts centered upon me, that it affected me very much. And I'm not suggesting that I was earthbound, but I was very much affected by this constant flow of thought force from the earth, and possibly to some extent, being human, I was flattered, and it had some effect upon me and did stand to some extent in the way of my progress. I would not like to suggest by that I did not appreciate the kindliness and the thought and the love that was sent out to me, and that in itself did help me. But also, at the same time, it was a kind, at first, a barrier, because it made me feel that the earth world needed me more than perhaps, in a sense, it really did. You know, it was a strange feeling. When a person passes from your world to this, according to the individual, of course, it changes and is different. But in my case, I was very young. I had just reached a success and was beginning to benefit from success. I'd had my disappointments in my personal life, but I was beginning to sort of really beginning to make, as it were, something of my life. I was trying to mold my life, and I thought that I was beginning to sort of sort myself out. I think I had been going through a stage of sorting my material affairs out gradually, and I was beginning to sort of. And now I realize this, I didn't realize this so much at the time, but I realized that I had put things into their proper category and given them their proper worth. In other words, I was evolving in a material sense, not in a bad sense, but I was beginning to appreciate the right things, and learning what to do and what not to do. And I think that the success I had too, it was all very nice, it was very flattering, and I was in so many different ways beginning to feel more satisfied, if you like, with myself, which I suppose is the way to put it. And I realize now that that was not perhaps the right thing, although for me at the time it probably was right. You see, the whole point is that I was just beginning to live, I suppose, looking at it in a material sense. But, and I'd also learned something about communication. I was not an avid reader, but I had read a good deal of the subject. I'd become very intrigued by it. I discovered that I had psychic powers myself.
You did automatic writing, didn't
you? Yes, but it was not perhaps as good as it could have been. But I didn't have the time, as so many people do, to develop these things. But I did discover that I was highly psychic. Because I was extremely sensitive.
Yes.
And when you are very sensitive, you get hurt very often, and I was hurt very badly. But as I say, I was beginning to sort myself out, beginning to understand a little more of what life was all about, beginning to appreciate many things that before I did not appreciate. I was becoming, shall we say, more of a stable person. And then, of course, I was ill, and I come here, and I felt a little resentful. But that is all in the past. I'm not concerned so much with the past. I'm concerned with the present and the future. And the future happiness of all that I can help, every soul that I can help. And I feel that I've been very blessed, and I've been so grateful for all the love that has been showered upon me. I feel I must do everything and feel. I feel I want to do everything I can to help in any way I can.
Yes, I'm sure. I listened to
And you know, I'm very amused with you.
Why?
Well, I think you are one of the few women that I've ever met who is not interested in me. I find it so funny, because I like it, because most goes to these other people who bless them. They are very sweet to me and very kind, and I love them very much in different ways. But you could not, how you, as if you say in your modern term, I hear the medium saying, you could not care the less.
Could not.
I think that is so funny. Because but for a long time I'd say to myself, I would so much like to come and speak to this this lady, this person, you know, Rosa. But I think, oh, well, she's not interested in me, and she has her own friends in particular.
Yeah.
And your friend, Frederick, he said to me one day, you must go and speak to Rosa, because she is very sweet and very kind, which of course I knew already. But he says she will understand you better than all those other silly women. I said, well, you should not say that about these other silly women, as you call them, because after all, they are very kind and they are very, very good, you know. He said, oh yes, you know, he's a very funny man. And he says, well, Rosa, she will not be like these other people. Then I say to him, well, after all, isn't your daughter a very silly woman too, you know? She is crazy about you. He said, well, that's all right. You go and talk to her. She's not crazy about you, so that's all right. And we had a mini joke about it. And after a long time, I think, well, perhaps one day I will just go and say a few words to you, you know? And now I feel as if I'm almost, well, how do you say, one of the family.
Yes, of course you are.
But, you know, I have tried very hard to help this instrument, and I feel that in many ways he has been very good and very successful. But I feel that the greatest work, Rosa, is yet to come. I am confident that the greatest work is yet to be done. I want my book written. I don't want it to be written in a sense about me, but I want the book to be written because this book will convey a great deal to a great many people and do a great deal of good. I'm not concerned if my name is never mentioned in the book. I don't worry about that any more than Frederick would worry whether his name was mentioned. Because I can assure you that the more developed we become, the more we are experienced of life, the more we understand, the less important in a sense we ourselves feel. We're not concerned with our personalities as such in regard to what we're trying to do. We're only concerned with the truth that we can convey, and that is all that really matters.
But
some of these people, of course, they seem to think, well,
names
are so important.
Yes, I know. Well, while we're on the earth, you know, I suppose in
a way. But you are a very fortunate woman, if I may say so, Rosanne, because you have an extraordinary, wonderful, I don't know how to put this in words, but you may have had, of what I can gather, you may have had many disillusionments and disappointments in your life, like so many people do.
Yes.
Perhaps in some ways yours have been harder to bear, but you have had the most wonderful union, is the only word I can think, of spiritual love, which has gone not just in one short life, but through many lives. You may not yet have been told much about them, but I'm sure Frederick or others will. But the point is that there is this tremendous, wonderful union which has blessed you and which has given you, I'm sure, great inner consciousness and happiness. That the world, you know, people can live on the earth and they can be blessed in so many ways. They can have everything in a way that a world can offer. And that they can be absolutely bereft of a real spiritual love that outlasts time and body. And this is something that you have. It is a beautiful thing which nothing can destroy. In this you are most blessed. I feel that you have got something that is beyond all price. It is indeed the true thing that makes life so wonderful. You may not seem at this moment materially as you are to understand it fully, how can you? But when you come here, I can assure you that your joy and your happiness will be such that all the pain, all the suffering, all the unhappiness of life will disappear as if it never existed for you. It will be forgotten in the moment of the true realization of this perfect love, which is beyond all time. You know, it is something that few people have. When I say few people have, I think that it is true to say that it is, of course, fundamental truth to say that this is something that can only come when it has been earned.
Yes.
Now, a lot of people cannot understand that and will not understand it. And the more material they are in their outlook, the more difficult it will be for them to know of it. But everyone who finds true love, and a lasting love, and a peace which is beyond all expression in words, only comes when one has made it possible through time itself, and often through bitterness and tears, that this perfect love, this union which in itself completes the happiness of the human soul, comes through great travail and suffering, often through eons of time. But you have achieved this. I'm sure Frederick himself would tell you this. Perhaps he does not want to tell you this.
No, he doesn't.
I don't know, but yeah. All I can tell you is that I know, I recognize it, and I have not got it myself. But perhaps for me that one day will come.
Oh, I hope it will, Rudy.
I have seen many people, and we must always remember, Madame Rosa, that there are all manner of forms of happiness. Mm-hmm. A man may be happy in so many different ways, but there is one true happiness which never changes, and that is the perfect love which nothing can destroy. One may have love for all manner of things and people, but it can often change, as it does, according to the conditions and the variations of life. But this is something that nothing can take from you. It is yours, and you have had to make it so. You may not even know of this. You may not really be conscious of this. Sometimes he may and others may tease you. Perhaps sometimes you may feel even cross within yourself, with yourself and with people and with him, perhaps, who knows. But this I do know, that there is a perfection which in itself is a tremendous achievement. Don't worry and don't be too concerned if sometimes you feel bereft of many things. Of one thing you can be assured, that you have found perfect and lasting love that nothing can ever take away from you, because you have earned it.
Thank you.
You have made it possible. It is a great thing in your world. I have experienced myself many things, and it is not given to many to find that perfect union, that perfect oneness. It is a blending of souls which in itself makes a completeness. Everyone is searching, and so many people are searching for what they perhaps do not realize is good for them.
Yes.
I mean, we search and we struggle to find, but few find. But you have gone through many incarnations, as you have no doubt been told, and it has been a labor of love and sacrifice, but the ultimate joy compensates for everything. This one day you will know, this one day you will understand, and one day you will perhaps, I'm sure, look back for a short time until memory fades of these things of earth. You look back on earth and be grateful for all its manifold blessings and all its manifold complexities and all its disillusions and disappointments. You'll be grateful for the tears that have been shed, because by these things you have found and you have achieved. I suppose in some measure we all do that, but there are very few who will be able to do it with a full realization that they have made it possible to leave forever all these things which seem to stress and mar the soul. And you will have found the perfect peace that only love, true love and understanding can bring. You are, I'm sure, going to find a blessing that few will find. must, for a little longer, tread the path of the earth. And in those few years that may be left of you, from what I can gather, you will have opportunities. I know that you will not fail yourself or fail those that you love. But this I do know, that what you are doing and what you have done will merit that reward, though you have not sought reward, will merit that reward which is your just due, that perfect oneness and harmony of love with him who has been so long linked with you in so many ways, that when you are entwined in that perfect whole, then you will know that you have reached the goal that was set a long, long time ago, when memory first stirred within you and you first began to be a human being. You will know, you will understand, gradually these things dawn upon us, each one, that you have reached that peak, and from that peak you will ascend eventually in the spheres into greater heights of illumination, and he will be your constant companion. He may tease you for the moment. He may say things to you that sometimes makes you a little cross, but a lot of it is done deliberately, that he has his reasons. But I am telling you this because I recognize this perfect love, and that, to my way of thinking, is the greatest form of development of the human soul. We seek many things in many lives, but the one thing that remains forever and makes life tolerable and understandable, which makes life itself a reality, is perfect love. And this perfect love is yours. This, I think, Madame Rosa, is your great blessing. And you yourself, and no one else, has made it possible. Now I must go.
Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful
speech. Because I want you to be happy.
Thank you
very much. But at the same time, if I may come right down, bang, to the earth, I want you to be sensible.
Why?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
There are some people who cannot see, not an inch before their nose, no matter how long it is. And these people, they are in their own way good souls.
Yes.
But do not weep for them if they do not understand. In God's good time, they will begin to think and to seek and eventually find. If it is not to be today, it may be tomorrow. And if it is not tomorrow, it may yet come, perhaps many years hence. But for every man, there is a time and there is a place. Be content in that. One can only serve as one is allowed to serve. One can only do as much as one is allowed to do. You can do what you do, but do not create within yourself unhappiness if your efforts sometimes seem wasted. Be patient with others as you are with yourself. Perhaps you are more patient with others than you are with yourself. I think you are. But this I am sure, that you can only do what you can do. Don't weep too deeply for the sores and the unhappiness of the world. I would not suggest that you should not feel for the world. One must, but do not weep too deeply, for while they are weeping, while they are suffering, they are learning. And indeed we all have had to learn through suffering, through sorrow, through unhappiness. He will understand only too well this. If you can help, yes, but sometimes remember that it is their way. Everyone must carry for a time a cross. You have carried a cross, as I know, for a long time, but soon that cross will be taken from you, and that love that you have borne for so long will give to you its reward. Don't worry. Be patient with yourself and with others. It is happy for me to come and speak to you, because you are so kind and so understanding, and you have such realization of this. I don't want always to make a nuisance of myself. I mean, I don't want you to be, I will not often come because...
Oh, please do, really, I feel.
But I like just occasionally.
Yes,
because you understand.
Yes.
And if you don't like, I pick because I don't mind. I must go now, please.
Well,
goodbye,
thanks.
And God bless you, Rosa.
Thank you, Rudy. God bless you too, and carry on with your great work.
I must go. Not from everyone here.
Thank
goodbye.
You. Goodbye.
Arrivederci to you both.
Arrivederci.
Bye bye.
Bye bye, darling.
Lambert.
Hey, what?
Mickey said, well, I'm blurred.
Why? He's so funny.
Well, here's the last one where I would have thought would have come tonight. You never know, do you?
Very